Today's daf is daf tzadiva. We'll start around 10 lines down. The Gemara says of the two dots. Amar Rava, Rava says, Gozal vishbiach. A person steals an object and he enhances it. Or machar v'gozal, rather machar, and he sells it after enhancing it. Or v'gozal vishbiach v'horish, he steals it, enhances it, and then he dies and passes on to his children. So the Gemara says, Rava says, Amar mash hishbiach. Machar, mashvish shishbiach harish. Whatever effort he put in, all that extra enhancement is going to pass on to the children as well. Says Rashi, see Rashi says two lines from the dot. He says, mashvish biach machar, that which he had enhanced, is able to sell. Vishakal lokeach mechzo shlisha revia v'chein yorish. And the one who bought it is able to split. You know, the nigza also has, that was last yesterday's daf. The nigza also has a certain chelik of that shvach. So they split it up, whichever how you divide it, half or quarter, whatever the division is. The Yoresh or Lokeach get the Shvach. V'inami, alternatively, Rashi suggests, maybe Kule Shvacha, maybe the entire Shvach goes to the Lokeach and goes to the Yoresh. Either way, whatever efforts and Shvach the Gazan put in is going to be, at least somewhat, if not all, passed on to the Lokeach or to the Yoresh. Then the Gemara says of the two dots, the first wide line down on Tzadi Vav, Bayi Rava. Rava asks, Hishbiach Lokeach Mahu. So now let's say the Gazan steals it, but he doesn't enhance it. He takes the object and sells that object, and now the Lokeach is Mashbiach the Karka. So what's the din? Do we say Mahu, Basar, Dibai, Hadar, so Bai? After he asked the question, Hadar Pashti, the Rabbi answered his own question. What's the answer? So he says, Ma Macha Rishon, the Sheni calls the Chus Shetaval Yado. The Rishon sold to the Sheni all the various benefits he's going to get. So we said, if the Rishon, the Gazlan, if he's Mashbiach it and sells it, that Shvach stays as part of the Karka. So certainly if the Gazlan sells it, so Lokeach also has the ability to, whatever Shvach he puts in, also gets to hold on to that Shvach, just like the Rishon had that same opportunity.
Was it the first case Gazal Vishbiach also?
Yeah, this is a case where the Lokeach is Vishbiach. Gazal, Machar, then Hishbiach. First case was this, you skip the order. So here Lokeach's putting in the Shvach, so that's the Shaila here. So they say, no, the Rishon guy, who was the Gazan, had the ability to hold on to that Shevach also. So he passes on all those Zechuyos, he passes on to the Sheni guy, the Lokeach, so the Lokeach gets to keep it.
Right, that's what I understand, because if the Gazan was Mashbiach and sold, and so certainly if the next guy...
What's the shaila in the first place, you're saying?
Right.
Because the shaila might be, because the reason why we let him keep the shvach, the gazlan, is because to kind of shove him. Because he's not going to want to return everything, because he's put so much effort into it. So we say, okay, for him, we let him keep the shvach, and he just gives the be'en, the karen. Maybe for the lokeach, he doesn't have that, there's no to kind of shove him for him. He didn't do anything wrong. So maybe when we confiscate the land from him, we should confiscate the shvach also. So I guess we're saying, no, he gets all the zichyos, he gets to keep it just like the Rishon himself. By Rava asks now, Hashbiach Oved Kochav Mahu. Let's say a Goy were to be Mashbiach the land. So would he get to keep it? Then now we're talking about a Goy being the Gazlan. So Amalei Rav Acha Medifti L'Ravina, Takantil Oved Kochavim Nikav V'Navod. Are we going to make a takana for the Goy? Certainly not. There's no tshuva for the Goy. And there's nothing, we're not trying to help him do tshuva here. So therefore, it's not shaykh at all. If the goy is mashbiach the land, we're going to take that everything away from him. So Gemara says, "Amar le lo tzricha gom dezavni li Yisrael." We're talking about a situation now where the goy then sold it to Yisrael. So since the yid now has it, so maybe we should let the yid keep the shvach. Gemara says, "Sof haba machmas ovid kochavim harei hu kovid kochavim." No, if the Yisrael bought from the goy, he has the same zechuyos as the goy had. If the goy had no zechus of keeping the shvach. So then the Lokeach, the Yisrael, also has no Suchus. So that's not a Shaila. Lo tzricha, no, the question was really, kigon de gazal Yisrael. Really, Yid stole it at first. V'zavne nehele, then he sold it to a goy. Then ishbicha ovid kochavim. Then the goy was mashbiachit. And then hadar ovid kochavim v'zavne Yisrael. And then the goy sold it to a third part of Yisrael. So now, what do we say? Miyam minan, do we say, kevin dimikara Yisrael, since initially the Gazlan was Yisrael. V'hadar Yisrael, Avdei, and then the end, it became back to Yisrael, so Avdei, Rabbanan, Takante. So here, in the beginning and the end, it's bookmarked by the Yisrael, so maybe he should get the Takana. Odom, or perhaps, Kivin de Ika, Ovid Kochavim, Be'emsa, since it's been interrupted by a Goy owning it in the middle, Lo Avdei, Le Rabbanan, Takante. Maybe here they didn't make a Takana, and the Rava ends off with a Teiku, there's no solution to the Shaila. Okay, Amar Rapapa now says, Hayman de Gazal Dikla Michavre. V'katle. Person steals a date tree from his friend, not such a great friend, and he cuts it down, kills the date tree. Afagav dishadim ari la'ara, even though he took it from his land, uprooted it from the friend's land, and put it into his own property, lo kani, the gazan is not going to be kone the dikla. Why? My time, what's the reason? Mikar dikla mikre v'hashtanami dikla mikre. There's no shinoi that took place. It's a date tree here, it's a date tree there. It happens to be the context now is different, but certainly it's a dikla here, dikla there, and therefore you have to return it. There's no shinoi taking place here. Let's say he steals a dikla of Avid Gove. He takes a dikla and cuts it down into smaller pieces. So lo kani, that too is not called a shinoi. He's not kone. Hashta mias gove de dikla mikre. It's called how do they define it here? Broken down pieces.
Funky logs.
Logs. Okay, logs. So logs of dates trees. So that's not much of a difference. So that's not going to be a shinoi kone. Let's say where do we go now? One second. Gove v'avdi kishure. Let's say he took logs and made it into lumber, 2x4s or something. So kane, that case he would be considered kone. That is a shinoi going from logs to these pieces of lumber. Kshuri ravrive v'avdinu kshuri zutri. He took big 2x4s and made them smaller. Lo kani, that's not called the shinoi. Avdinu kutotsaitsa kani. But if he makes them kutotsaitsa, crush them, Rashi says, were like panels. So then he would be kone. So there has to be a significant shinoi. And Rapapa just gives a number of examples. Okay, if I get any of these words wrong, let me know, please. Hey, Amar Rava. Rava says now, hi man, the gazel luliva. Anyone takes a lulav. Vavdinu hotei makes it into usually like a type of wall where they say like a woven wall.
He just tears off the leaves.
Okay. Kani, he's kone that. Why? Because the meikar lulave mikri v'hasha hutei. They're called something different. That's called shinoi hashem. That's a kinyan. Hotei. Let's say there are, I guess now, bare lulav without the leaves, just the stem.
Boom.
What's it called?
Made into a boom.
A boom?
A broom.
A broom. Oh, made into a broom. Okay. No, I get that point. So he took the hutsi without the leaves.
The leaves.
The leaves themselves he took.
Yeah.
V'avdinu chofe made it into a broom. Kani, that's also a kinyan. Meikara hutsi v'hashe chofe. It's called something different now. Let's say take chofe, he takes the broom. V'avdinu sharshura makes it into a rope. So then, look, kani, that's not called a kinyan. My taima. The hadif sasalei v'havi chofe. You could just unwind it and unravel it, it's going to go back into a hutza, in a chufya rather. By Rapapa asks the question, Nechlaka Hatyomas, we're in Chodesh Elul now, so we're already approaching Sukkot, getting the Dal Minim ready. So Nechlaka Hatyomas Mahu. So let's say you take the top of the lulav and you split the middle, split that top, the top one into half. So Toshma, so Mahu, what's the din first? Is that considered a shinoi? Is that kinin shinoi or not? So Rashi says on the top here, Tiomes means Kaf, Tomer, Ha'emtsoi, Ha'elyon, Tiomesi. This center one, that, as we know, we pass in the center one. The Sfardim actually say all of them are considered Tiomes. They have a problem. If the middle one, according to Sfardim, is split, it's not an issue. Only if most of them, if Rove of all the ones are split, we are only concerned about the middle one. That's how Rashi learns. So what's the din? Is that considered a Shinui? So Toshma, the Gemara says the last line of the Amud here. Damar Rebbe Masan, Amar Rebbe Shubin Levi, Nitla Tiomas Pasal. If you take the Tiomas, which is different than splitting, you take it off, that's Pasal. So my lav huadin linechlaka. So if you take it versus splitting it, what's the difference? They should both. So just like it's Pasal when you remove it, so too it should be Pasal when you split it. So Gemara says, and just by the way, we're talking about Psulim here. So we're trying to figure out a proof from Psul to a Kinyan. There's a difference. So look at the top Rashi in Amar Beis here. He writes, my lav huadin linechlaka. The kibin de linen psul mifsalei linen makne nami shunihu vikane. Since it's enough to disqualify the lulav when you remove the tiyome, so too it should be enough to be a shinui and you should be kone. The Gemara thinks at this stage, if nitla is going to be puzzle, so huadin linechlaka should be puzzle. And the Gemara says, no, lo, nitla shaina. Taking it is different. The hachaserle, because that's chaser. We have different psulim. That's considered psul chaser. Psul chaser by lulav is more serious than other psulim, and therefore only nitla is possible, but nechlaka is not possible and not a shinui. Ikadamri, the Gemara then suggests, Toshma, damarei masa, damarei Yishu ben Levi, nechlaka, tiyomes nase, kimisha nitla possible. When you split it, it's as if it was taken, and there would be possible, which would mean for us it would also be a kinyan shinui. Shemamina. So there's a machlokis poskim we hear in the Gemara, and also in the poskim, what happens if it was split? Do you view that as being chaser, or do you view that as being just another psul? And there are nafkaminas for this as well.
The rest of
Sukkis. Amra Papa, Rapapa says, Hi man, the gazel afra mechavre. A person steals dirt from his friend, Vavde Levensa, and he makes it into a brick. Lokani, it's not a kinin. My time of the hadar mashri leafra. You could just crush the brick and make it back into dirt. Let's say Levinesa of Abde Afra, let's say he stole a brick and you made it into dirt. That is considered kone. You are kone. What my amris, what's the difference? Dimal hadar avde le levenasa. So maybe make it back into a brick. So where it says that's different, hai leventa achrisahu upan chadash is balokan. Even if you reconstruct it back into a brick, it's going to be considered a different brick than the original brick. Whatever the reason might be, I don't know why, maybe the way you make it, how strong you make it, it's going to be considered a different brick. As opposed to if you stole dirt, made into brick, and then you ground it back into dirt, that dirt is the same exact dirt as it was before. So there's a difference. I'm not sure why.
It's the same metzias of a brick, but it's not the same one. Again, the particles that can't be put back in
the same order.
The same
they have the same function, though, but it doesn't make a difference.
Brick, uh-huh. Slightly
different. Once the sequence is all different over the different particles, okay, fine. Gemara says, "Amar Rapapa." Rapapa says, "Hi man, the gazel nascha mechavri. A person steals a cube of silver of some sort.
Ingot.
What's that?
Ingot.
No.
When you make a precious metal into a brick, you don't call it a brick, they call it an ingot.
Ingot, okay. I call it a brick, okay. A silver brick. Ingot, okay. So, v'avid zuze, so you take this silver ingot and you make it into a coin. Lo kani, that's not considered a kinin. My time, what's the reason? Hadar avid lu naska. You could always just make it back into that ingot. Hey, I like that new word I'm going to use. Okay, so let's say you steal zuze, you steal some silver coins. Vavdinu naska, and then you make it into an ingot, then you're kane, then you are kone, my amris. Hadar avid lu zuze, why can't you just make it back into coins and melt them back and fashion them in the way it was initially? The Gemara says a similar answer to above, what we said above. Panim chadashes balakan. No, it's just a different coin. You stole a coin, you made it into an ingot, you put it back to a coin, the coin's a different coin, different sequence, the particles in different ways, and therefore it's considered a shinui. Okay. Now, let's say you steal shchime davdini chadasi. What shchime means, Rashi says shchorin, kenisham, very old. What, talking about silver again?
Tarnished
coin. Okay. They become very dark and black. And you made them new. You polish it. So, lo kani, that's not considered a kinin. But let's say chadase vavdinu shechime, you take a new one and you make it dirty, you make it old, kani, that is a kinin. My amris, hadar avid lei chadasi. Why not just polish it and make it brand new? Miyadi yade shechmayu. Even if you do polish it in such a way, you're always going to recognize it was a little bit older. A polished piece of silver doesn't look the same as a brand new piece of silver. So you can't really ever undo that.
It's all different between a new coin.
A fresh one with a little sparkle to it, and one you've polished. I've never polished a coin, but still.
Another thing, just by looking at it, you know, what they call first issue, when it's supposed to, you know.
Right. Phone from 1918. And Zach Klal, Klal Gazlana Mishalman Kshasa Gazela. The Mishnah said the other day, we learned in the Mishnah that the rule is all the Gazlanim pay according to the value it was the time they stole it. So Gemara says, Lasuyamai, what's a Zaklal? Whenever there's a Zaklal, it's always coming to include something. So what's it coming to include? Which case? Lasuyay Hodama Rabbi Allah Ganav Tle Vinasa Ayl. You steal a baby ram. Do we have a word for a baby ram?
A lamb.
A lamb, okay.
And then it comes into a ram.
So it turns into a ram. Or an Egel Vinasa Shor. You steal a calf and it turns into an ox. Nasa Shinoi Biyado, that became just automatically by the development of the child, of that child, of the animal, turned that was a Shinoi. Vukano and your kone, that shinui. So that too, tavachu machar, and you go ahead and shech the grown animal, the ox and the ram. So then you sell it as well, you shecht it and sell it. So shelohu tavach shelohu mochar. It's his own animal now. He doesn't have to pay the dal behay on shechting this grown animal now. So you only have to pay according to the value it was the moment you stole it. So even that case, even though there's a shinui that took place in your possession, where you would think, that wasn't my doing, it would just happen by nature, maybe you shouldn't be kone and should return the full animal. No, even that's considered a shinui, and you'd only have to pay kishas ha-gazela. Hahu gavra, there's once an individual, the gazel padna de tore mechavre. He's still with the Pana. Yeah. So Rashi is a Tzemed Shabakar. Right, the...
A team, I guess you call it.
A team?
They call it a team, a pair, but maybe it's a team that was hitched together.
Uh-huh, okay. I thought the Tzemed was the part that connects them. The,
The
yoke, yeah, that you connect the animal. That's what a Tzemed means. Okay, but either way, there's a team.
It means yoked together.
Yeah, yoked together.
Uh-huh. Yoked together.
Okay, so you have a team, a pair of oxen that this individual stole. And Ozil Karabahu, Karva, so he went and he used them to plow. Zarabahu Zara, and then he ended up planting in that area. Lasof Ahadrinu Lamari, and then in the end he returned the animals back to the owner. So also the Kamedir of Nachman, Amelahu Zil Shume Shvacha Dashbech, go evaluate how much enhancement you took advantage of these animals in your property, that the plowing took place and now you could plant it. So Amalei Rava says, Turi Ashbach Aralo Ashbach. So what's his Shaila here? He didn't steal the land, he stole the oxen.
Right. The oxen didn't cause the improvement, the land. He's asking, did the oxen cause it?
Right.
Not more than the land.
I mean, it wasn't the full land. I mean, the land also helped. You can't just do the full... The whole appreciation wasn't exclusively from the cows, the oxen. It was also from the land. It has to be some percentage. Only a percentage is really owed back to the owners. So, Amar, mi kamina nishayma kule. Palga kamina. I didn't say it says the entire value, the entire appreciation. 50%. So, Amar lay sof, gzeilahu v'kahadre. Bain, well, what does he have to pay back for? He stole oxen and he returned oxen. He Veheshim is like Gzela. He shouldn't have to pay anything more. The Tanan, the Mishnah says, Kala Gazlon and Mishalman Kishasa Gzela. And he returned it. Amarlei, Rav Nachman says, Lo Aminalacha, Ki Yasivna Bedina, did I not tell you, Ki Yasivna Bedina, Lo Temalach Li Midi? When I sit in the din, don't say anything to me. Damar Huna Chavrinalayu, Ana, Vishavar Malka Achi Bedina. So what's going on here? Huna Chavron. Right, Rashi says, if you look at Rashi for a second, Damar Huna Chavron Alai Da'ana V'Shavar Malka Shmuel Achi Bedina. What he was, he partners with me in Din.
Hi.
And therefore what?
Shmuel, we always say, I think you're Paschal, I know. He's like Shmuel and Din. He was equal to Shmuel, just like
Yeah, I guess me and Shmuel, who is referred to as Shavar Malka, we're brothers. We're in the same level in Dinim. We're equal, and don't bother me. Hi, Inish Gazan Atiko. This is already an old Gazan, but you know, in Knesset, we're trying to penalize him. Meaning, you're right. You're 100% right that Mikra Din, he doesn't owe anything. He returned the oxen, but since this guy is so involved in robbery, we have to give him additional penalties. Rav Nachman, we see throughout, Rav Nachman was a very, very aggressive, feisty individual. Many places we find in Gemara, actually at the beginning of Baba Kama, I think we saw, that I think Rav Elazar was very scared of him, and he was attacking him. Rav Elazar didn't want to respond back to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman left, and Rav Elazar told the person that was there what the real halacha was. And the Gemara says he was scared to say it in front of Rav Nachman. I think Rav Nachman was the son-in-law of the Reish Galusa, maybe. So he came from a house of authority and power. So that's how he's really presented in the Gemara. So this is another example of him being very, very strong like that. Now, he was correct, but still, he didn't back down at all. Okay, the Mishnah now says, Gozal behema v'hizkina. Person stole an animal, and the animal got old. Avadim v'hizkina, and he stole avadim, and through time, of course, the avadim got old. Mishalim kishasa gazela. You owe the amount of money it cost when it was at the peak. Rabbi Meir Omer Bavadim Omer Lo Hare Shel Chol Fanecha. No, by Avadim you say, here's your Evet, you return back as is, even though the Evet went down in value and got older, you return the animal.
How many years? It says he got old.
Yeah, so.
So they forgot about them?
I'm not sure how old.
I don't think it makes a difference because he's comparing the Evet to Karka. Evet is like Karka, so just like Karka can't get old.
According to the Tanakama, who says if it's too old, you pay Kishasak Zela. Well, either way, you do an assessment. You assess now, you assess then. Whichever one's the greater value, probably.
So what happened at the end? Years went by, and they decided,
Oh, we found him? Did he go out of business?
No. I stole him. And then no one knew where he was. He was hiding in my backyard, my garage.
You kept him in
slave. And finally
kept
caught me.
And then they called you out.
Well, I just saw him. He's old, broken down. Just go back home.
Yeah, go back home. Send him off.
Not doing any good for me, so go back.
Okay, so that's machlokes.
Do
tshuva.
Now.
Right.
Go take
after it's old.
Fine. But I don't understand, because the guy was going to get old even if he was stayed where he was.
Yeah, but when you stole him, but I should
is the amount of work that the guy could have done for the original owner. What is the fact? What is it? You know,
never say that. He didn't buy the ox. Right? You don't say what the ox could have done for the next 10 years. It's what it was then.
You have to replace what you stole.
How does the Torah review kidnapping? You take somebody.
It's a chayv misa.
It's chayv misa.
Yeah.
So the Gazlan does the Chayiv Mitzvah Zabzundo.
But Avadim are not subject to Avadim are not subject to this. To
kidnapping,
yeah.
But, okay.
They're viewed as property. Okay, the Gemara Mishnah now says, Gazal Matbeya V'nistak. You steal a coin and it cracks. It's no longer usable. You steal Peros V'hir Kiva. You steal fruit and they go rotten. Yayin V'chmetz. You steal wine and it goes bad. Mishalim, Kishas Kleila, all these situations where there's a chinoy that goes bad, you can't return it as is. You have to pay back the full amount that what you stole. Matbe of a nifsal, if you stole a coin and it became pasul. Chuma of a nitme, so you stole chuma and it became tame. Chamet vavar la pesach, where it's now usr, or behem of a nisabda, ba vera, and now it's the vera was done to it, in which case you have to kill it and get rid of it. Oh, shenifsal al gavim mizbech, or somehow it's disqualified from the mizbech, whatever other things it did, it was nevad, it was no gach, whatever the case is, it's pasul for the mizbech. Oh, Shahayisa Yotza Lisakel, where it's going out to be stoned. In these last few cases, Am Omerlo, Hareshal Chalfanecha, here, you actually can say it's all yours and return it back as is. Because these cases, it seemed that it wasn't a pshia on your part. These things kind of happened automatically. Meaning the government said this coin is now puzzle. That wasn't up to you. That was a decision they made. And this Pesach just came about. You didn't do that. Just Pesach comes. Or it happened to do an Avera. All these cases really was less of your involvement, and that's why you could say, here it is, Harei Shalcha Lefanecha. So Gemara says, Amar Rapapa explains, Lo Hiskina, Hiskina Mamish, that really got old. And Elafilu Kachsha, even if it gets weaker, that's enough for this Machlokas that Rabbi Meir says, that, rather, the Tanakhama says, that you return Kishasa Gzela, even if it gets slightly weaker. On his kina tanan, didn't we learn in the mission? It says his kina, it says it's getting old, not getting weaker. So Gemara says kachshad kigon his kina dolhader bari. What it means is you got weak in such a way, like old age, just like you can't reverse old age. So through we're talking about a weakening that cannot be reversed anymore. That's it. But if a guy got weak just temporarily, you didn't feed him for a couple of days, so you feed him the next day, you get stronger. That's not called a weakening. But if there's some weakening, I don't know what an example might be. You injured his leg in such a way. He has a limp for the rest of his life. That's a weak leg that can never come back.
Damaged, then becomes damaged. It's not weakened.
True.
The weakening on a daily basis, a person gets weaker.
But then how is that different than old age?
Let's say he gets sick, and it can be your nurse back to health. But then there's a sickness that can't.
Uh huh.
That's what I mean.
Okay. Okay, fine. The Gemara now says, "Amar le'Yomar Kishisha Bered Rav Chista Rav Ashi Hachi Kamrei Mishmei De Rabbi Yochanan." This is what they would say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Afilu Ganav Tlev Nasa Ayil. Even if you steal a lamb and it turns into a ram, Eigel V'Nasa Shor Nasa Shina Biado V'Kano Tavachu Machar Shalahu Toveach Shalahu Mocher. And as we said earlier, that if you sell it as this grown animal, it's considered yours that you shechted. It's yours that you sold, and therefore you don't owe dal v'hei. So Amar le, lava minulcha, did I not tell you? Lo tachlif gavri ahu mishmei de Rabbi Elai itmar. Don't switch the names. It's very important who the names are. Oftentimes we read through, myself included, read through the Gemaras and just kind of run through the names. Who cares who said what? We just want to know what was said. He says, no, you can't switch around the names here because you misquoted it. It was the name of Rabbi Elai, not the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Be very, very accurate. It's very important.
He's supposed to return. So what is he saying?
I think you're just quoting what we saw above. The din is that you don't pay dal v'hei in a case where you steal a young animal and it gets older.
I was saying you don't return it. You don't have to return it.
You don't return. You just pay the money of what it was initially stolen. The concern here, we're just saying you have to make sure this is a statement in the name of Rabbi Olai. Rabbi Meir Omer, Bavadim Omer, Lo Harei Shel Chol Fanech, we say, this is all yours, you return it as is. So Amar Rav Chanina Bar Avdimi, Amar Rav Rav Halacha, Rabbi Meir, that's how we paskin, Harei Shel Chol Fanech, by Avadim. The Rav Shavik Rabbanan of Avid, Rabbi Meir, wait a second, Rav leaves, ignores the Rabbanan, and he embraces the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Amre, he says, because Mishum de Braisa Ipchetanya. That's only because the Braisa says it all the way around. He really holds like Chachamim, but he thinks Chachamim are the ones who hold Harei Shel Chol Fanecha. So now the Gemara says, wait a second. So Rav Shavik Masnizin Vavid Kebraisa. So Rav's going to ignore the Mishnah, which says Rabbi Meir's that opinion, and he's going to embrace a Braisa who holds a Chachamim hold Harei Shel Chol Fanecha. The Mishnah always trumps the Braisa. So Gemara says, no, Rav Masnizin Nami Ipchatani. He thought our Mishnah was supposed to be the other way around, that Rabbi Meir says you pay Kishasa Gazela. And Chachamim are the ones who hold Harei Shel Chol Fanecha. So that's why you hold Harei Shel Chol Fanecha. That's the opinion of the Chachamim, according to Rav's Girsa. Umay time of the Rav Dapich Masnisin Mekami Debraisa. So why did Rav switch around the Mishnah? Because he wanted to, okay, so the Braisa the other way around. Our Mishnah clearly says the other way. Why is Rav switching around the Mishnah? Other Abba, the opposite should be the case. Nepich LeBraisa Mekami Masnisin. We should keep the Mishnah as is, that Rabbi Meir holds Harei Shel Chol Fanecha, and we should switch the Braisa in light of this Mishnah. Amrei, he says, because Rav Nami Masnisin Ipcha Isne. He actually learned the Mishnah. His Mesorah of the Mishnah was different. He didn't switch it around. He had a switched around order from what we have in front of us. Ibai Tema. Alternatively, Kilo Apich Chada Mekami Chada. When it's one against one, one Braisa versus one Mishnah, so we choose the Mishnah over the Braisa. But if it's Chada Mekami Tarte Apich, if there's one Mishnah up against two Braisas, so then the Braisas are going to override the Mishnah. The Tani, the Braisa says, Hamachlef para bechamra. Let's say you are swapping my cow for your donkey. And the Yalda, and then the cow gives birth. V'chein hamocher shifcha, so I'm switching, I'm selling you a shifcha. The Yalda, and the shifcha gives birth. Now it's unclear, and who owned the shifcha at the time, and the par at the time that it was born. We had this shalal yesterday, that's what Howard Sklar was telling us during shalal shudas, that case that came up. This came up when they sold the cow and they know it was pregnant. So the lokach now has a cow and then he has a calf. So the initial mocher says that I should own that because it was pregnant at the time. So now, based on that case in law, he said now every contract that you sell animals has to have stipulation who's going to have in case the animal is pregnant and you don't know who's going to have rights to that calf. So this is the shaila here. So when was it born? We don't know whose possession it was born in. So ze omer b'shusi yalda v'hala shosik. So I say it was born in my rishus. And the other party was quiet. He had no response. Zachaba. So the guy who claimed it was his, he clearly gets it because the other guy was shosek.
Bari Shema,
right? Right? Well, not even Shema. It's Bari Yitzhika Kolda Dami. But this one, in case Ze Omer Eini Yodev, Ze Omer Eini Yodea, each guy says, I really don't know whose possession it was because what happened was, this case in the Mishnah, Baba Tzia tells us, the cow was over there. So you and I are here with my donkey. So you pull my donkey. So by you doing Meshicha and my Chamor, then Mela, I own the Parah. But we weren't there by the Parah. We don't know at what moment it happened, the birth, to know when the Chalipin took place. So no one knows what happened. So the din is, Yachloku, you divide it up. Zeh Omer Bishusi, Zeh Omer Bishusi. But let's say they both claim it was in my possession. And this one said it was in my possession at the time. Yishbaha Mocher, She Bishuso Yalda. Why? The Mocher says, swears that it was in my Rishus when it was born. Lefisha kolhav nishbaim shabatara nishbaim v'lo mishalman. Divrei Rabbi Meir. The lach is, the klal is, all the people who swear, they shvuz deraisa, they make a shvua to not have to pay. Meaning, and therefore what? Why is this based on him? Let's see. I guess the status quo is it's in the possession of the mocher, so he doesn't have to give the calf away. It's in his rishus, Pasha says. He is the cheskas marikama. So chachamim omrim, a nishban, you don't take a shua in this case. Lo al havadim v'lachakos. So remember, this case was not only a situation of the para, there was also a situation of a shifcha here. That was the other case talking about. We don't know when the shifcha gave birth. So the klal is, you don't make a shua on karka, and you don't make shuas on avadim or shifchas. So therefore, what do you do? What's the din? Let's see, does Rashi explain? Rashi doesn't tell us what happens here. Chorach yachloku as well. Let's see. It says this here, you leave it in the Rishus of the Mocher. Motzim Mechavela of Haraya is probably what you have to apply here. So either way, so we say, so what's the proof? We're trying to prove from this Braisa that here Rabbi Meir holds The Chacham hold rather Harei Shel Chafanecha. It is as is. Is that the point we're trying to prove here? Let's see.
The Chacham hold that the Eved is like Karka, not like Rav Meir.
The Avadim are not like Karka.
Is.
They're right. The Chacham say that you don't make a Shavua because Avadim are like Karka, and that's like our Braisa against our Mishnah. So we have two Braises that say Chacham hold Avadim are not like Karka, rather are like Karka versus our Mishnah. So that's the second Braisa that overrides our Mishnah. Right, exactly. So this is the reason why even Rab would hold to switch the Mishnah around in the face of the two Braises. Okay, this next piece here, should we go weiter in this? Looks like it's going to be for a while.
Next two lines, just
halacha. Oh yeah? Where?
High halacha.
Oh, doesn't, I thought it continued. Okay, let's go. Fine, we can read a little bit further. And the Gemara says, high halacha k'rabi meir, halacha k'rabanami b'alei. So if Rav really holds, he holds a haresh halachal fanecha. And he holds the chachamim are the ones who hold that way. So he should say, we passing like the chachamim who hold haresh halachal fanecha. Why does he say we passing like Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah, who's really not Rabbi Meir, it's really chachamim? So hachi k'amri. According to what you guys switch around the order of the Mishnah, according to that you hold Rabbi Meir, I'm going to pass like that shita of Rabbi Meir who holds Harei Shel Chal Fanecha, but I really think it's Chachamim who say that way. Okay, fine, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good Chodesh, a good week.
We always have the cases till now, but we're the robber.